Again, hello and welcome to everyone. And hopefully everybody can hear us loud and clear out there, wherever you may be, enjoying the Sabbath day. Well, I rode down here today with Mr. Moody and was telling him that I was going to kind of take off where we left off last week with my message. Last Sabbath, Mr. Moody, being fresh off his canoeing trip through the boundary waters of Minnesota and Canada, gave us a sermon about the essentials of the journey. I really appreciated that message, and I enjoyed seeing all those pictures again. It really took me back to my teenage years when I spent a few summers out there at SEP going through those same boundary waters. Recognized even a couple of the names of the lakes that Paul mentioned. I remember I did the Moose to Mud Row trip. But anyhow, that's a lot of good memories. I could picture all those portages that they had and climbing over those beaver dams. I specifically remember those beavers smacking their tails on the water when we went over and kind of disrupted things. They weren't too impressed, but they were very good times. But I wanted to pick up this week where he left off on his final point last week. Many of you remember that. It was point number 25, I believe, that he was wrapping up with. I'm kidding. But the last point that Paul left us with was that we have to finish strong. It's so true for all of us. It's really all about the finish. Mr. Moody pointed out that he said, it's not how we start the journey that matters in the end, it's how we finish. So today I want to take a look at three keys to finishing our endurance race of faith. Three keys to finishing our endurance race of faith. The first key in doing so is always remember your purpose. We have to always remember our purpose. Remember the purpose for starting the race. Keep your mind on the goal and visualize it. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting out today in our Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we'll read verse 24 to 27. It says, Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. So that purpose, the purpose is to obtain that imperishable crown. That's our vision. That is our purpose. I remember quite a few years back now when I was really getting into triathloning, I did a race called Race the River in Coeur d'Alene. But at the time, I'd kind of injured my leg. I had a calf that was kind of torn a little bit. So this was just a training race for me, and I had planned to just do the swim and then practice that transition between the swim and the bike and then do the bike part of it and then transition into the run, and then I was just going to call it a day. And so, this was a sprint distance triathlon, just a short one. But I was setting up my bike in transition that day before race, and the guy next to me, I noticed the tattoo of the Ironman on his calf. I was like, oh, hi there, you know. And I got talking to him about the race and stuff, and then I just sort of mentioned that, well, I'm not going to be able to finish this one, you know, I'm just going to practice all the stuff. And he's like, wait, what? What did you just say? He says, oh, no. He says, you're going to finish this thing. He says, it's all about the finish. Why would you even start a race unless you plan to finish it? So I don't care what it takes. And I'm just like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I probably, whatever it takes. He says, I don't care if you have to walk the whole thing, but you can't just start and not finish. And I took that to heart. I realized that's a good point. You know, we need to finish what we start. And you can't really talk about finishing like that without mentioning the story of John Stephen Aquari. And many of you probably have heard the story of that marathoner back in 1968 at the Olympics from the Tanzanian marathoner. But I'll just mention his story briefly. It's a great story. If you look into it, look it up on the internet. John Stephen Aquari from Tanzania. But he started the marathon out in the Olympics there in Mexico. And he was quite a ways into it, I think more than halfway through, when his body just started cramping like crazy, and he ended up actually falling down and I think dislocated his knee and hurt his shoulder really bad. But he refused to be taken off the course. They came out and kind of popped his knee back in. They bandaged his knee up really well, and then away he went. But he finished so far behind everyone else that the whole award ceremony, everything was over, and people were leaving the stands, gone home, and here he came you know, it was dark outside, into the stadium and kind of limped in, and then he jogged that last lap around the track and finished the race, and it was incredibly inspiring. And when he was asked why he continued running, he famously answered that my country didn't send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race. And he was running with purpose, and that was to finish the race. So the first key to finishing our endurance race of faith is to always remember the purpose. Always keep that in mind. The second key is to stay focused on the plan. In a long course endurance race like an Ironman, our race of faith, you have to have an overall race day execution plan that lays out for you the way to reach our goal, to reach that purpose that we talked about. That race day plan includes knowledge of the rules, knowledge of the course, knowing how to stay nourished and hydrated, and knowing what range of effort you need to maintain in order to resist fatigue. In our spiritual race of faith, fatigue can be absolutely debilitating. It can be the end of our race. And if you break the rules along the way, you receive a penalty, and you can become disqualified. If you don't know the course, you can be penalized also. On the swim course, if you go the wrong way around the buoys, you're disqualified. If you go off course. So I'd like to turn now to we're already there. Notice again in verse 24 of 1 Corinthians 9, the last part of the verse says, run in such a way that you may obtain it, and temperate in all things, and run not with uncertainty. Well, temperate means moderate or self-restrained. As in a physical race, life will throw things at us that we never expected. There will be all kinds of obstacles along the way, as there is in any race. Like in the swim of a long-distance triathlon, you can't control everything around us. What we can control is just ourselves, our breathing, our stroke, cadence, spotting, and honestly, your attitude, because fears and doubts and anxiety can be absolutely crippling when you get out there into the open water with a whole bunch of people. Swimming in the open water with a mass of other athletes all around can be overwhelming when you're used to just having your own lane at the pool by yourself. We can't afford to panic when things get scary and rough around us. We must stay focused on the plan. Part of that swim plan in open water is spotting, because in a swimming pool, you have your goggles on and you're able to follow the line down the middle of the pool. But in open water, you know, you won't see the bottom. And so every few paces, you have to look ahead, kind of spot where you are on the horizon and stay focused. So again, we have to remember looking ahead at our purpose. On the bike, we might have a mechanical or a flat or a piece of equipment could fail. One could even crash and burn. And again, panic will not help. Staying focused on and executing the plan is critical. And this means staying focused on what the athlete has control over, paying attention to cadence on the bike, wattage, power output, heart rate. Those things are the things within the athlete's control. And then all the rest of that, you just have to deal with. And even in the run, the body can throw all kinds of things at us. We might trip and fall, and we have to stay focused on the plan, maintaining your hydration, our nutrition, our heart rate, keeping that monitored, and just putting one foot in front of the other. The same holds true with sticking to the plan that God laid out for us to attain our purpose. It's an individual plan laid out by His commandments, Sabbaths, and holy days that, if followed, will guide us to the finish. At every step of the way in our spiritual race, when obstacles and distractions come up, we have to focus back on the plan. The plan keeps things in perspective, like spotting in the swim. Like doing that, the Sabbath is a weekly reminder of where we're going. It's like looking up from our weekly work and activities to get our bearings again and remember where it is that we're going. And distractions do come up, things that take our focus off where it should be. And actually, I found that endurance racing could be just one of those. Distractions pop up all the time in life that take our focus off the plan. We get caught up in the cares of this life, in fears, doubts, human reasoning, and we know all of these are enemies to our faith, and they're enemies of our endurance. So the second key to finishing the endurance race of faith is staying focused on the plan. Thirdly, we have to just keep moving forward. Press towards the goal. In our October 4th, 2013 article entitled How to Find Your Race Week Zen, top age group athlete, coach, and nutritionist Marnie Sumble states, Keep in mind that endurance racing isn't about being the fastest person on the course, but the one who slows down the least. Our plan lays out what range of effort you need to maintain in order to resist fatigue. We've all heard the phrase, slow and steady wins the race. It's the moral of the story of the tortoise and the hare. We have to maintain a pace that keeps us moving towards the goal. And that pace may include walking. It might include just putting one foot in front of the other. But we have to keep moving forward. We don't want to stop. Once you've stopped, it becomes amazingly difficult to start again. And oftentimes people just quit, give up, and throw in the towel. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3. We'll read Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. Starting in verse 12, it says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." We can't look back. Once things happen, they happen, and maybe we made a mistake, broke a rule, were penalized, got a drafting penalty or a littering penalty or a transition penalty, or whatever happened. But as Paul states here, we have to forget those things and keep moving towards the goal. Our spiritual endurance race, we will make mistakes all along the way, and we may pay penalties that go along with those, but we can't stop. We have to continue to press towards the goal. God's race plan shows us how to do this. Well, today we've taken a look at three keys to finishing our endurance race of faith. They are, one, always remember your purpose. Two, stay focused on the plan. And three, keep moving forward. We're all in our own personal endurance races. Unlike physical races, we don't know when our race will finish. The one thing that we must remember as we continue with these keys is that it is all about the finish.